Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
100 years ago, there was a newspaper article predicting the future.
So this would have been in 1924?
Mm-hmm.
100 years ago. Okay.
Yes. In 1924, they wondered what it would be like in the year 2024.
Yes.
You know, all those crazy predictions, like everyone's going to be flying to work. They predicted that. They thought, you know, like the air aviation's still in its infancy, but I bet people will fly.
What else was on the list of projections?
They actually thought that maybe people would be working from home.
Really?
Uh-huh. There was a...
spot on there.
A guy who basically predicted wireless possibilities, a.k.a. the internet.
They didn't have wired possibilities back then.
I know.
I mean, they had electricity, but there's no internet.
Yeah, but they thought...
no computer.
No need for big cities because people will be working from home.
Wow.
Also, ergo, horses are probably going to be extinct because they have no purpose. They...
thank God we found things to do with horses.
The newfangled automobile will kill the horse. They're fine. Horses are fine.
I mean, they're right. We're not riding horses into work.
It's got to make you wonder. You know, the world is changing around.
Yes.
What's going to happen? I don't know where or why they started thinking no one's going to have any teeth.
What?
In 2024, no teeth.
What happened to our teeth?
Well, they thought that our eating habits are going to change.
Yes.
Will we have any teeth at all?
Well, I don't know.
Will there be any color on our face except paint?
What?
Because all of these newfangled inventions, like makeup.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when was the Depression? Everything I learned about the 20s, I learned from Annie. When was the Depression? I know they had that commercial for toothpaste.
It was coming up.
Yeah, you would think that our teeth would be great.
No. Because our diet's changing. Will we be tall at all or will we just be girth?
Wow.
And you know. Actually,
they got that right.
It's not too far
off.
The
fattening of the planet.
Hello, right here, baby.
Good job, predictors of 1924.
Not bad.
Nailed it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
We did already do a day this week. Yesterday.
You mean yesterday?
Yesterday.
Was a full day of work.
Was a full day, but a beautiful day at the Z102.9 wedding show and celebration expo. It was so fun to see so many smiling faces walk through the door.
On the attendee side, as well as all of our wonderful vendors,
mm-hmm.
too. Yes, a lot of familiar faces every year. It's always fun to welcome them back.
It is. It is. And it's fun to kind of have a fancy day.
Mm-hmm.
We get all dressed up. We look our best, but we work hard, too. And I want to just keep that reminder to me and to you. We worked hard yesterday. Let's go easy.
Are you kidding me right now?
I am not. I wore high heels and I never wear high heels yesterday. And then I decided to wear boots today that have a little bit of a heel.
Oh, that's on you.
And my feet hurt a stupid amount. Could I take my shoes off right now?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yes. Also, you'll be shorter so we can see eye to eye.
Fantastic.
That'd be a great
idea. It's happening.
There's
one.
I was complaining to you. Whoa,
on,
that is a
back.
Heel. That is sizable. You're almost
back.
Down on the floor now. That's a high heel.
I feel so much better.
I didn't realize how bad your feet hurt. I'm working through tennis elbow. I don't know, doc elbow. Right?
What?
I think I tweaked something.
Doc elbow?
I twerked it.
You twerked it. No. Some people tweak things, but
I twerked my elbow.
You twerk your elbow.
I twerked my elbow. Yes.
Go see a doctor and tell him you twerked your elbow.
Much.
Please.
I'll just fill out the form online. I'll do a WebMD or
what do you think is wrong with you
a
today?
Zoom call.
I think I twerked my elbow.
Yeah. Because towards the end, at that point, like, just put everything on in my hands. I just want to carry it once.
Yeah. No.
Right?
Yeah. I want one.
Yeah. I think I went a little hard on the loadout.
So let's just go easy.
I'm doing okay.
Not, like, lazy, but let's just go a little bit
just
easier.
Just know it's...
you don't have to carry everything
in one
load.
We're moving a little slower today.
Yeah.
For sure. Did I commit us to an activity of fun and team building during the Z102.9 wedding show and celebration expo.
What? What did you say?
Saying hi to everybody. Yeah. Right into long-lost street teamer Desta B, who now works at Spare Time Entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'm looking over the menu of activities at said establishment. I knew they had food and I knew they had bowling. I didn't know what else they offered.
I just thought you were looking at the menu of food.
Well, cheese sticks will grab my attention every time.
Yeah, they do.
They have escape rooms. Did you know this?
No, I did not.
They have three escape rooms.
I thought it was like laser tag.
They have laser tag as well. Pharaoh's Revenge, 60 minutes, 2 to 8 guests, medium difficulty. Mayday, 60 minutes, 2 to 8 guests, high difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie Research Lab.
Is that little to no difficulty?
30 minutes, low difficulty.
Okay.
2 to 8 Zombie. Guests.
Easy. I have only ever...
I've done two escape rooms or just one, and we didn't make it.
Yeah. I know.
We were like, at the door and time ran out.
Does it count if you make it? Or does it not count?
Well, so I think it would be a fun team building. So she was mentioning, I'm like, what is the minimum amount of people? Because the ones I've done, we've had six.
Teams of people, yeah.
Teams. No, we've done two. We did the bank.
Yeah.
We got that one.
Yeah.
With a little help from the guy who designed it.
Yes.
And then we had the one at the prom. So I guess I've done a few more than I remember
yes.
now. But I think team building for the morning scramble, get the three of us locked in a room for 30 to 60 minutes and just watch what happens, which is kind of what we do in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
But let's add some fun challenges to it. Are you saying 30 minutes zombie research lab because we know us?
Yeah.
Or would you want to challenge us?
You're going to want to challenge us.
Remember, for our vision board, one of the things is face a fear.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this is the fear to face.
Are
I don't know.
Are you afraid of the Pharaoh?
I'm not afraid of the Pharaoh or of Mayday. I'm afraid of us turning on each other.
110%. That is what's going to happen.
Seeing our true selves
come out. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
One of us is in the corner crying.
It's me.
Probably you.
I just want to get along.
I don't know what would happen, but then there's that part of me is like, I'd like to find out. Do you mind if I sign us up for one of them?
I'm so scared.
It'll be so fun. It's going to be fun. Laguna Gavel in the 2024 Iowa legislative session at 10 o'clock this morning in Des Moines, probably just in time to then suspend business for a couple of days because of the pending winter weather.
Well, yeah.
Weather pending, the governor plans to outline your priorities during a speech at the Capitol on Tuesday night. You'll hear the term tax cuts a lot. Back in April, the band Metallica challenging marching bands across the country to create performances incorporating their music in the top five going into the finals, Iowa and Iowa State. We knew a winner would be announced sometime this week. They did it on Sunday night.
Okay. Did it say in the winning statement if they received any gift baskets from any local radio morning shows?
There's been no mention of any gift baskets from any radio morning shows.
Had to ask.
Which is probably why Iowa and Iowa State did not win.
Oh, boo!
The winner for whom the band
boo!
Tolls, Auburn University.
Oh, that's not even a university. That's a color.
Auburn. One more.
Ah.
There we go. This will change your attitude.
Thank you.
Little Monday nerd news.
Auburn.
At 1:18 this morning, we sent a rocket to the moon.
We did?
The United States did. It's the first lunar mission in 50 years.
What?
The United States has not had a lunar landing since the final 1972 flight of the Apollo program.
Well, tell us you're about to do it. How come there's no...
Well, they've been acknowledging that we've got a manned mission to the moon coming up and then an eventual manned mission to Mars. But this is... There's many steps in between. And one of them is to send up another lunar rover to kind of check out the thing.
Scouting.
So 50 minutes into the flight, the actual rover then projectiled towards the moon. It will then go into orbit, expected to land on the moon February 23rd. And then we will know much more about the moon as we prepare for humans to go back to the moon.
Going back, baby.
For the first time in 50 years.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Wow.
Got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Golden Globes were last night, and good news is nobody got slapped. So that's good. However, there was an incident. The incident everybody is talking about came from host Joe Coy. He was asked, you know, just 10 short days ago to host this awards ceremony, and he did his best. However, there was one joke that seemed to have fallen flat. The camera cuts to Taylor Swift, who is taking a sip of wine and just giving Joe Coy the evil eye. Now, people are wondering, was that planned? Did she know the joke was coming and played along?
Yes.
Or was it true, I don't care for this, I don't want to be a part of this anymore?
Nope. You are in the public spotlight at the Golden Globes. Don't act surprised if you're roasted at the Golden Globes.
Hopefully.
This has been going on long enough.
Hopefully. But there was also a moment behind the scenes because she was there with a bunch of girlfriends and they were talking animatedly. So, not sure. But it was a room full of who's who in Hollywood. Luckily, wasn't sure who was going to show up. Big night for Oppenheimer, won Best Motion Picture Drama. Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr. also won. Director Christopher Nolan won individual awards. Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon became the first Indigenous actress to win Best Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama.
Wow.
Huge. Barbie lost out a little bit last night. Lost out, of course, to Oppenheimer. Also lost out to Poor Things for Best Musical or Comedy. But Billie Eilish did take home the Golden Globe for Soundtrack, What Was I Made For?
I mean, I cannot compare. I've seen both Barbie and Poor Things.
Yeah.
They are not the same. plane or platform to compare them at all.
They are not the same movie.
Although they are about female awakening.
Yes.
At the same time.
Okay.
Poor Things seems very, this is the foreign critics.
Yeah.
That I can see that. Barbie is a very American movie.
It is.
So maybe that's what's impacting that.
Mm-hmm.
Could be flipped on its head come Oscar season. I don't know.
Yeah, this is just the first, and it's kind of a weird year as the Golden Globes gets back on its feet. So we'll see what happens with the other award shows. On the TV side of things, HBO's Succession was named Best TV Drama, and The Bear won Best TV Musical or Comedy. So.
That's great. I mentioned earlier, I watched most of that with my eyes closed. I woke up at one point for Best Actor, and half of the category was all guys from Succession.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I know.
And Rory Culkin, right?
Yep.
One. And he had a great speech. He had a lot of fun on stage.
It was very fun. Michael Bolton revealing that he was recently diagnosed with a brain tumor. Gonna have to take a little bit of a break.
Michael Bolton, major 80s into the 90s star, and then was under the radar until that America Song Contest.
Yes, against Elizabeth Presley. Taking on AVP. But yeah, he's kind of back at it. He has two new albums, Spark of Light, and I did a Christmas album as well. So he had a lot of dates for the U.S. And then this spring, he was going to head to Europe. But he's going to have to just take a pause right now. He revealed on Friday that, you know, he wishes everybody health and happiness in 2023. But just so you know, before the holidays, discovered he had a brain tumor and it required immediate surgery.
My God.
Had a great medical team. Surgery was a success, but he's recuperating at home, surrounded by support of tremendous family and friends.
I don't know. When you tackle something like a brain tumor, I'm guessing you're directing some sort of radioactive material to kind of kill that. But that's like in his zone, right? His voice.
Yes.
Like he's known for his pipes, right?
Save those golden cords.
And his golden hair.
I know. He's a gem.
He's like Fabio with a voice.
He is.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And I told you, we're trying to like manifest things in the year 2024.
We're doing vision boards.
We are envisioning it, our success, and we're going to get after it. And I was kind of kidding that I just want to manifest the reunion of NSYNC. I would love my favorite 90s band to get back together. And in a way, I've already succeeded.
You can't take credit for this.
Well, guess what? NSYNC's Joey Fatone and Backstreet Boys' AJ McLean are going on tour together. They're going to hit the road in March. Insider says that they're going to be doing hits from both bands. Different genres of music, too. Pop, a little bit of rock as well. They did this for like a special one-off show in Florida. It was like Joey Fatone and friends. And they realized that they have a lot in common. They're both girl dads. They relate to each other. They almost like the exact same careers. And they thought, let's hang out some more together. So they're putting together a traveling show. Has not been announced officially, but that's
when?
The rumor.
This summer?
This says coming up in March.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Will it make an appearance in our area at the state fair? Or at a casino.
Casino.
It feels like a casino
feels
show.
Like a casino.
It does.
But guess what? Take my money.
It'll sell out. Maybe it's two nights at the casino.
Take my money. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Just like the snow, the photos are piling up on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
I love to see those, though.
Yes.
We love to see what you did over the weekend, and we love to share a little bit about what we did in our off time over the weekend. We both we had a little adventure. We spent a lot of time together this past weekend.
We didn't spend Saturday together, but other than that, Friday evening and then all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Your photo does reflect a special moment we had on Friday.
A very special moment at the grand opening of a new location in downtown Cedar Rapids, Pickle Palace.
I am in love with my town right now.
Yes.
Because of all of the development right there on the river. I was talking about this to somebody yesterday. For the first time in what feels like forever, we have a restaurant that faces the river.
Yes.
Outdoor seating, and you will actually be able to look to the Cedar River. For some reason, I don't know, I'm not pointing a finger because I don't know when the decisions were made, but the restaurants and the buildings and things are just facing away from it.
Yes,
it was more like the river was there for transportation, and that was it.
In ye olden times.
Yes.
But no more. Yes, we are. It just felt very modern and fresh.
Yes.
And exciting. I'm very excited for our town.
You
this
consider
is a great new opportunity.
A great night at McGrath Amphitheater, and now you've got ample opportunities to have a place to park.
Yep.
Have a meal, and then walk down and enjoy the show, and then a place to go. I mean, downtown's hopping, and I guess this is still technically considered, it's in that downtown district area.
Yeah.
It's just on the different side of the river. Just, it's adding a little spark of life to that side. We did not pick up a paddle. The pickleball courts were swamped. They
yes.
were busy.
And it seemed like they were swamped with people who knew what they were doing.
People came in pickleball outfits.
So
to play
you and
pickleball.
I decided we're gonna hold back a little bit until we get all of our pickliness together.
We pickle pose, though. They've got a photo wall, which they've got two kind of like royal thrones and then this pickle palace illuminated neon above our heads.
Yeah, so we snapped a quick photo, but checked everything out with the duck pin bowling that they also have, sampled some of the food. I would just say definitely don't sleep on the cheese curds and get yourself a cheddar biscuit.
All good stuff. If it has cheese in it, it's four thumbs up.
Yeah.
So if you look where you are sitting in your photo, directly above you, and you're I don't know, are you deuces or are you pointing up?
I'm like, check it out,
okay.
Look up here.
Right above your head is a crown.
Yes.
Now go to my photo.
Yes. It's a very regal weekend. What in the world is this?
I have been sitting on this, and it keeps getting moved in the house, and I keep forgetting to bring it in. This is coming into our office.
What?
I'm going to put it. There's that nail in the wall right behind your head. It's going to go there.
Oh, is it?
I think that's a good place for
it. Is it?
That's where I want to put it.
Really?
Are you okay with that?
No. I
no.
want one.
I can get you one.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk about this painting.
Probably, when did most of the random company gift ads start showing up on your Instagram or Facebook?
Oh, November.
November, October, November.
Yeah.
You probably saw one, but you weren't in the market for it. There is a company. It's kind of like that company a couple of years ago that would Simpson,
my family.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will take pictures you send them. When we were in Florida, thanks to CID and Allegiant, at one point, Shannon had me kind of look into the sun and profile and didn't tell me why.
Uh-huh.
Friends of ours sent this into a company that takes royal oil paintings. Royal oil. And then merges your face Photoshop style into the royal oil. Because if you look at this, that looks like this has been painted.
You are a king.
I am wearing modern day Ray-Ban sunglasses, but I've got the beard game, by the way, is on point.
On point.
It looks great. And then they've put a crown on top. I look very King George from Hamilton.
Yes.
Holding a scepter and then wearing all of the British regalia, including like the red coat, the white pants, the boots that look like they go past my knees.
Fully decorated.
Yes. Friend of mine ordered this, I believe, on December 13th and got it in time for Christmas. I don't know the name of the company's on the back of it, but it's just if you just need whatever gift for 2024, doesn't have to be for Christmas. But yeah, it was an awesome present from a friend of mine.
That's
It's been
cool.
sitting in the house, and then we would start to pick up for the holidays, right? And then it would get moved. And I keep intending to get it into this building. It was going to go on your side of the... Maybe
make it happen.
On my side of the room.
Make it happen.
I want it on your side.
No, because then you can see it.
That's, well...
Gaze upon yourself in splendor.
But every time if you walk in, you'll also have to look right at your wall.
Yeah. I want one.
But we should get one of you, and then we could have you...
You can't hang it until I get one.
You and I next to each other.
I want one.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to check out our Pickle Palace photo and then my Royal Oil painting.
Also, it
modernized
needs to have like a little placard that says Royal Oil.
I didn't mention this. We are preparing a week's trip to London. I'm leaving in a week and a half.
Oh, jolly good.
And the friends we're going with found out a way to also get us royal names. We are certified lords and ladies of, well, it's a country like just outside of England.
Uh-huh.
And they actually, for a fee, which probably helps keep them in business, they will, like, I guess, knight you. So I've got that as well. So this is all, like, coming together. It's a little crazy.
So legit.
You just add a British accent when I get back. I already drink tea in the morning.
Yes, you do.
I just need fish and chips on the regular. And then I think I've officially been adopted
like
by...
something you eat on
I also do enjoy fish and chips.
Oh, my gosh!
I'm just British at heart.
Wow.
Those are our photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Put yours up as well, and we'll get to One Shot Weekends more with you next.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Want to get into your photos from One Shot Weekends?
Yeah, I'm noticing a theme. There's a lot of, we got to get through all the family Christmases.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of time with family and friends. Thanks to Mikey G for posting his little granddaughter. Allison had a big group of family together for a photo. And looks like a lot of presents for Janelle.
Yes. Yes to all of that. Another major theme are a ton of people who attended the Z102.9 Wedding Show and Celebration Expo.
Whether that was as a model, we appreciate all of your time and hard work to make that an incredible fashion show. Or if you were an attendee, congratulations.
Then a lot of activities in the area. There was a stained glass class at Newbo Market. We've got pictures there. Some people took in indoor soccer over the weekend. The Globetrotters were in town. So a lot of fun family pictures there.
Did you see our baby Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue, got a new backpack?
I love babies and backpacks because the backpacks are the same size or bigger than the baby.
And they call it the puppy pack. I know that she just loves this thing and she's so proud of herself. She's so big.
We still need to get our play date figured out with Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue. It's not
yes,
every day you have a baby that's named after your morning radio show.
This needs to be celebrated.
Can we put that on our vision board to spend more time with our baby?
Spend more time with our baby?
That needs to be on there. I have something for your vision board if you don't mind.
What?
Go to Kelly's photo. Look for the American Gothic house and then look for the puppy. Do you see it?
Yeah. Kelly
picked up Taryn. Taryn is a Havapoo.
A Havapoo.
That's a horrible name for a dog. Horrible name for a dog breed.
No, it's a dog.
Havapoo? Havapoo.
A Havanese and a poodle?
What's a Havanese?
Havanese?
I don't know. You can say different four ways of language, but
only
accents.
Recently
I've never heard of a Havanese.
This breed.
Well, let me look up Havanese while you're describing the photo.
We just, I dropped a kid off. We had a play date, mm-hmm. and I dropped a kid off, and this dog came out of their house, and I'm like, this is the next dog I want. It's like a little teddy bear.
It's kind of Maltese Shih Tzu-y, the Havapoo, or the Havanese, rather.
Havanese.
And then you add the poo part, and of course, that's the poodle. Which would be the curliness of
right.
it all. So
that's the curliness of it all.
I didn't know.
But they're hypoallergenic.
Oh, they are?
Yes. They're great for small spaces. It's like, it's not a teeny, teeny, tiny teacup breed, but it's not a big dog either. I think it's a great size.
Well, the photo is adorable. And by the way, thank you, Kelly, for taking about a 5-minute detour to get a picture with the American Gothic house while you were picking up your dog.
You get a puppy and American Gothic? I mean, this is so Iowa.
Which one of those two is the farmer and which one is his wife or daughter?
The dog is the farmer.
The dog. Which one's holding the pitchfork?
The dog is holding the pitchfork. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Kelly, thanks for getting your photo up there. Thanks to everybody for getting your photos up on our One Shot Weekends. We will continue to add more photos to the list at the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.